Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A new judge for Trump. A new home for a U.S. service member. Target admits failure. And Bradley Cooper's nose. It's all coming up. Then Bill is back with your message of the day. But first, the latest with the Trump Georgia indictment. The prosecutors say they want to start the trial on March 4th, which is one day before the Super Tuesday primaries across the country. Well, what a coincidence. Also, the county had 2.5 years to put together their case, and they'd only give Trump and the 18 other defendants 6 months to properly defend themselves. Can't imagine that would be allowed to happen. The judge is a 34-year-old who's only been on the bench for 6 months. 6 months on the job, and he's got the biggest case in history. North Korea made their first announcement about the American who voluntarily went into North Korea. He just spent 47 days in a South Korean jail for punching someone in the face repeatedly at a nightclub. He then kicked and broke the door of a police patrol car. And he was ready to come back to America to face military discipline when he ran into North Korea and was detained there. North Korea state media said he came over to North Korea because he harbored ill feelings about inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. And he was disillusioned at the inequality of American society. Oh, well, he'll be very happy with how very equal everyone is in North Korea. Target sales officially declined in the second quarter because of their pride celebration and the conservative backlash. Sales fell 5.4% in the second quarter, and online sales dropped by 10%. Target says, Target is a place that people go to get away from everyday life, and we want to make sure Target is a happy place for all of our guests. They finally figured out that girls' bathing suits for little boys right at the front entrance didn't make people very happy. There's a fake Twitter controversy that Bradley Cooper, who is the co-writer, co-producer, and director of this new movie Maestro about the life of Leonard Bernstein, that Cooper's nose is too big. Some are calling it an ugly Jewish stereotype. Fortunately, his children have shut it down. His three children said, "We were touched to the core to witness the depth of Bradley Cooper's commitment, his loving embrace of our father's music, and the sheer open-hearted joy he brought to his exploration. It happens to be true that Leonard Bernstein had a nice big nose. Bradley chose to use makeup to amplify his resemblance, and we're perfectly fine with that. And we're also certain that our dad would have been fine with it as well." Love that. Enough with the fake controversies. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArkSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArkSeedKits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, since less than 20% of American adults now consume corporate media, the perception of Donald Trump has evolved into a street corner issue. By that I mean that folks are forming opinions about Trump's legal problems by what they are told by friends and family rather than what the Say Anything for Profit news organizations put out. This is not a positive development because false information streaks through casual conversations, and everybody knows that. And there is no longer a fair press to correct the record. So most Americans live in a daze of misinformation and ideological propaganda. That is the truth. More truth. Donald Trump was far too casual with the rules, and that is causing him and the Republican Party tremendous grief. I mean, come on, just send the Blanken documents back to the National Archives, right? Who gives a fig? Same thing with the election stuff. State your opinion and then do everything you can legally to right what you think was wrong. I said a few days after the 2020 vote that Attorney General Barr should have appointed a special prosecutor to look into fraud allegations, that Rudy Giuliani wasn't close to being enough. But as always, Donald Trump marches to that different drummer. And here we are. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Michael Long, Lee Summit, Missouri. How did grand juries get chosen? How does it work? Okay, regular folks get a summons. 23 people in whatever area, whatever county on the grand jury takes 12 to indict. And that's how it goes. Getting a little mail, you got to show up, do your duty. Steve Webb, St. George, Utah. In the documents trial with Donald Trump, will he be able to subpoena Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama to discuss their classified documents? Yeah, they won't come into the courtroom, but the judge should allow a deposition to the three men. Absolutely. Mike Johnson, Atlanta. I'm worried that Michelle Obama is going to run. I agree with you regarding she would be a shoo-in. If she does, she would absolutely crush Trump. Right now, looks that way. Joyce Smith, Burnett, Texas. He said yesterday Michelle Obama would win the election if she ends up the nominee for the Democrats. What are your facts behind that opinion? Polling ahead of everybody, and her book sales, astronomical book sales, nobody comes close. And the people that are buying Michelle Obama's book, a lot of them aren't reading it. They're just buying it because it helps her. Thomas, concierge member, and we urge everybody to check out the concierge membership. Thomas says, Bill, you always say there was no election fraud. Right away, Thomas, you are misreporting what I said. I clearly stated on a number of occasions there was fraud. What there isn't is evidence that it would have turned the election in Trump's favor. Okay. Do I honestly believe Joe Biden received 80 million votes? I don't know. But if he didn't, I was ready to look at all the information that came in, and nothing has risen. Every journalist will tell you that. In a moment, something you might not know. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 67 years ago today, Elvis Presley released the song Hound Dog. The single dominated the charts for the next 3 months. Here is the story. Elvis Aaron Presley was born inside a tiny one-bedroom home in rural Mississippi in 1935. A few months after his 21st birthday, Elvis hit number one with Hound Dog and the song's B-side, Don't Be Cruel.
Well, baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. If you kill us for right ahead, don't be cruel.
That was a much better song than Hound Dog, by the way. Throughout his 20-year career, the King racked up 18 number one singles, another 40 in the top 10. Elvis Presley sold more than 1 billion albums worldwide. He appeared in 10 different TV shows, 31 movies. But fame took its toll on Elvis beginning in the 1970s. He overdosed on drugs twice in 1973, but that was kept quiet. His personal physician prescribed him 30 different medications within a six-month period. By 1977, the Hound Dog singer had gained 90 pounds, could no longer walk without a cane, and slept 15 hours a day. In August of that year, 77, the King of Rock was discovered dead on the bathroom floor at the age of 42. Doctors ruled the cause of death a likely heart attack, but it was not. It was a drug situation. And here's something else you might not know. According to Elvis's fiancée, the musician's final words at 2 a.m. were, "I'm going to the bathroom to read." She found his body 12 hours later, and the straight story about Elvis Presley can be had in my book, Killing the Legends. All Americans, even those who are not fans, should know what happened to Elvis. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day And we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.